Teresa, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing now? Because you got some. I went on one of your tours. You're doing tours in the Chamonix Valley, yes? Or photographic tours?
Photographic tours. Photographic walks is what I call
walks.
Them.
Ah, walks. Right. Yeah, sorry, walks.
Right. This was an idea that I got when I was sitting in the laying in the hospital getting myself a new titanium hip. And I said, well, now that I can't ski and can't climb anymore, which obviously was not true, because once I got the hip, I could do anything after
right.
that.
Right, better than before, right?
On one side.
One side,
it's better than before. I can't wait to get the other side, but at the moment, I don't need it. So, anyway, so when I was in the hospital getting this new hip, I was thinking about what I could do, because I wanted to now, it's an age thing. I was getting old enough that I didn't want to be just doing my thing for myself. I wanted to all of a sudden be part of the community in France.
Right.
So I decided to actually legally transfer my existence here. And I wanted to do it professionally also, so that my professional work, I could concentrate on doing something here. So I went through the whole rigmarole, the administrative process to be able to become a small business person. And the small business that I initiated is something that I call les promenades photo de Teresa in French and photo walks in English. I know Chamonix like the back of my hand, and also I am a professional tour. I'm a New York City tour guide, actually. I have a license as a New York City tour guide, and I have been giving tours and leading tours all over America for years. So I know how to take people throughout travels and show them how to see a little bit more beyond the initial image.
Right.
Chamonix is a secret place, because it's a mountain place. So everybody in the mountains, everything is sort of close to the chest. It's you have the mountains, you have the Mont Blanc, you have all the stores and the shops and the souvenir shops. But the real Chamonix, you have to live here to be able to see that, and you have to stay here a long time to be able to meet the people, because they're not that outgoing. It's normal. It's natural. They have so many people visiting here that they have a tendency to remain to themselves.
Right.
So my idea was to, since I know them all after having frequented them for such a long time, my idea was to bring people on my own walks that I do myself for photographs and meet people at the same time. So each walk has a different theme, aesthetically. Different villages that I go and visit, and it might be a theme on cooking, where we visit a Michelin-starred kitchen. It might be a theme on artists and artisans. It could be a sculptor, a woodworker, or a painter. And there might be on farmers and cheesemakers who are breeding their cows and their sheep. But each walk has a theme which will give people an opportunity to photograph something that they will not find easily on their own without having spent 20 or 30 years living here looking
right.
for it.
All right. Well, thanks, Teresa. It's been great talking with you.
Well, thanks for listening. I think I've just never stopped talking, actually.
That's okay. Don't worry. We'll see you. Okay? Bye-bye.